how does the hydraulic modeling software help customers in the field?
Good question. So we part of what I was tasked with when I arrived at New Park 3.5 years ago was to evaluate fluid systems specific to deep water facilities and the hydraulic modeling that we had. We've since did a complete upgrade on the models. A lot of what is lacking in some of the software that's out there is what they describe as the PVT data, pressure volume temperature data, so pressure versus temperature data, and compressibility of these fluids. The models for deep water are designed in mind to accommodate for this compressibility, which is what causes trouble for the operators in regards to lost circulation, well control, being able to detect kicks. So we've got a brand new piece of software. We're able to actually completely model all the geometry of the well, the designs. We work with the drilling engineers to be able to help them predict where they would finish at in terms of equivalent circulating densities for a certain depth, and do they need to adjust where they would set casing and these kind of things. It also has the ability, we do something unique that we brought in one of our guys that is just phenomenal and very technical beyond my understanding of computational fluid dynamics and these things. And it's being able to take and produce a 3D model. Yeah. And they've got some images I had seen them working with. After we finish, we can go there and show you where we take a profile of the fluid, the rheology of the fluid, and look at it under temperature and pressure, and then and it kind of has it layered. It almost looks like a blanket kind of being held up and suspended by different points, and normalizes all the data. So it takes what's called GRACE or FAN 70 data. So we can look at the temperature up to 500 degrees of the fluid if that was necessary, pressures of 20,000 PSI, plug it in, take this real-time rheology data, plug it into the model, and then it helps plan these wells. Some of the other features are the operator, when they're having trouble in highly deviated wells, hole cleaning can become an issue, and they want to pump sweeps to aid in the hole cleaning. Well, you can design a sweep that will help aid in hole cleaning with the software, and then we actually kind of do like a reconnaissance kind of look. We can model, take and measure the rheology of this pill, if you will, the density, the rheology, also plug that into the software and then run it into the well geometry that they have, and we can see the different pressure effects as it goes down the drill string and then up the annulus in the different size casings or hole sizes that you have, and see that effect and say, okay, I think we need to tweak it and do this, back off on the density, increase the rheology. Before you would just pump it and then find out it was too much volume and you broke the formation down. So all this software is very unique now that we're looking at and utilizing. It's a specialized tool to help the drilling engineers plan the wells.
Yeah. So you have drilling engineers at your company, right?
We have some of our guys, they're drilling engineers. They have engineering degrees. I'm the same. What we do is sit down with the operator on larger projects, whether it's offshore or land. They usually like to see somebody from New Park working in-house in their office. And then we sit down with their drilling engineers, plan these wells. Some of the data's tight hole. They won't release it to us unless we're working with them in-house. And then we don't let them use the software. It's proprietary. But we do sit down side by side and show them all these different scenarios and allow them to adjust the depths or drill pipe sizes to accommodate not going over the fracture gradient that they're limited to.
Yeah. So what areas you mostly work in? Do you work like in a lot in Midland and Herman?
We do. Yeah, we're located all over North America. Mm-hmm. My position is I'm president of North America, mm-hmm. so I'm kind of not as much looking at operations overseas, but mm-hmm. Canada, West Coast Canada, all over North America, Oklahoma, Rockies. In the Northeast, we have some operations over there, and of course, in the Midland, in the Permian Basin, in these areas. Mm-hmm. And then we've expanded into our deep water operations over the past few years. Mm-hmm. Huge commitment into facilities. So, and you run a lot tighter pore pressure frac gradient window, is what it's called, mm-hmm. in deep water operations because of the water depths and the lack of formation overburden that you would have in place. Instead, you just have water. Mm-hmm. So we utilize it for both land and deep water operations offshore.
Yeah. What are the improvements to the Kronos drilling fluid system that are beneficial to offshore applications?
So the improvements to the Kronos fluid system were New Park had ran an invert emulsion for years that was utilized in deep water. The Kronos system was designed with the next generation of technical needs that the operators are seeing. What we've designed is a system that has a very fragile gel structure, so the breaking circulation pressures, if you will, and then the actual circulating pressures through some proprietary chemistry that we have as far as our emulsifier and a thinning agent that we utilize, we're able to achieve lower circulating densities, of course, under the dynamic conditions as well. And then it's the other concern that the operators had was, well, everybody was challenged to build a fluid that, if you would, I guess, describe as behaves thinner, not as thick in a cold water environment, and then maybe a little bit flatter gel structure and rheological profile in the higher temperatures, but then they were sacrificing an issue called sag. So what we've done is designed a system that meets and exceeds requirements on ECD limitations without sacrificing the potential for sag to occur, which is solids falling down to the low side of the hole, lighter column of fluid, the mud would separate in the event of what they call sag. Mm-hmm. You run into the well bore, you can have issues with stuck pipe, well control issues could occur. So the system was really designed to meet the operator's designs. So what we've done with everything from our facilities to our software and the Kronos low ECD system was just meet with the operators. Here we go, no photo policy. So yeah, it's what we've been working on is whatever the pinch points are for the operators where we're attacking those issues. Mm-hmm. So the I guess the look ahead will eventually be to continue to adapt the system, utilize different types of weighting agents, smaller particle sizes on the bay ride or what something that we are working on is just a different type of weighting agent that'll have a lower plastic viscosity and lower circulating friction pressures. So that'll be the next generation of fluids that we're working on right now.
Huh. So you have drilling engineers. Do you have mud engineers?
Yes, we have. The industry calls them a fluid specialist now. So some of the land operations require you to have your fluid specialist on location 24 hours a day. We'll have two of them there working shift work. Yeah. Deep water operations, they generally have as many as four. They'll have, two, depending on the operation and how much activity, but you definitely have two people on the deep water rigs as well all the time.
Yeah, because I know, like, I was on drilling rigs, and we had mud engineers as well.
Yeah. So, we keep mud engineers on location as needed, and then we also assign personnel on larger projects. And it just depends on the operator. If they want in-house support, we welcome that as well.
What about completion fluids? What's new about them? What's different about the new completion fluids?
Completion fluids, we've just recently, so New Park was already operating in about 15 different countries overseas. They really hadn't quite gotten into the completion fluid market in the U.S., so over the past year, we've done that. We've invested in a facility in Fuxian. We already had the property and the equipment. So we went ahead and we've now commissioned that plant. So we've got our fluid systems, clear brines, calcium bromide, sodium bromide, zinc bromide, if the demand on density is that high. We've designed some unique chemistry that's a little bit greener, if you will. That's kind of what we're shooting for. It's called our True Series. So we've got a complete line of wellbore cleanup chemistry, not tools, but the chemistry. And then we're working towards continuing to expand the complete completions portfolio. I'm sure we will in the next few years. You know, we're looking to get into the filtration and to the wellbore cleanup to the businesses.
All right, good. So yeah, most of your customers, just the operators, right? Your customers are the operators.
Yes.
I see. Do you work with drilling companies, like neighbors, like drilling itself?
We like as in like a turnkey operation or?
Yeah, well, I thought that as drilling fluids, they're used, of course, on drilling operators and drilling companies. Those are the ones who drill.
Yeah.
So I thought they would be the ones who would use them primarily.
I mean, the operator has the contractor, but the operator always, in the environment that I'm used to working in, the operator's been the one, especially deep water. The operator purchases and he sets the design criteria that they need for the fluids, and the drilling contractor is part of the execution team like myself.
So it's like drilling companies, they don't control like fluids itself, like you basically provide.
No, there are in some land environments, they call it turnkey, where a drilling contractor says, I'll manage the whole operation for a fee that they charge the operator to a certain depth. And then generally when you get to the area of pay, the whole reason the operator... You know, whether it's major independents, national oil companies, when they get to that point of where they're actually drilling for pay, the operator takes it over. But that would be the only time that I'm engaged or really selling to a rig contractor. It would be in turnkey style operations.
Good. So, how's the system actually works? Like you provide the actual fluids right to the drilling site?
On land operations, our guys are out there, the fluid techs are out there. They're running the fluid that the operator has specified, density, rheology criteria as well. If it's an invert emulsion, they might say it has to be run at a certain oil-water ratio. Our guys are on location. We maintain the amount of inventory, chemicals, bayrite, these things on location as well. If it's liquid additives, we supply the tote tanks or the packaging, if you will, as well. The rig contractor, though, has the mud pumps, the tanks that you store, build. Most of the solids control equipment is owned by the contractor now. There are still some parts of the kit that are outside as far as what we would call waste management, solids control.
Solids control, yep.
Yeah, centrifuges, dewatering units. They call it backyard services. The rig contractor generally has a high level suite of equipment. Shakers is what they generally have. Possibly some centrifuges at times. Most of the time, anything beyond that, either the fluid company provides it or there's third-party outfits that specialize in centrifuges, dewatering units, and these things.
So also, like, what do you do with the used fluids, like the one that has been used already?
Well,
where does it go next after the operation?
Continually circulated.
Yeah.
So the fluid, you know, is recycled. You know, it goes over the shaker, the cuttings are removed.
And then drilling bits.
Fluid goes right back into the circulating system and
gets
continually pumped down the drill stream back out.
Yeah, yeah, but when the drilling is over,
when the drilling operation is over, depending on the type of fluid, sometimes the fluid is the owner of the fluid is the operator. They dispose of it. Quite often, oil-based muds, these inverts, or rented and recycled. We bring the fluid back. They pay for the fluid they consumed that they didn't return from the initial volumes, and then the fluids, you know, put back into spec and shipped out for the next job. And so it's kind of recycled, if you will.
Okay. What are your, like, major competitors, or do you work with other drilling fluid companies?
You know, deep water operations, there's very few. You know, you have Halliburton, which has Bayroy, and Schlumberger, which has MI. Baker Hughes, GE, is there. On land, example, in West Texas, there can be as many as 19 to 25 small independent mud companies that are out there. There's only a few. It's really just the majors that have access to their own barite sourcing, their own grinding facilities. So I'm able to, of course, because I have these things, quality control, quality assurance of my fluid, I mix the fluid. We have a minerals division called XCal. They grind the barite to my specifications, my needs, and we can control the quality better because we're the guys that are actually building the fluids. Smaller outfits in West Texas and different remote areas, they're usually purchasing everything wholesale from another mud company.
Do you see yourself, like, acquiring smaller these companies that you mentioned, though?
I think at the end of the day, both operator and major service providers, there'll be some consolidation. It's kind of the natural flow of things as the oil field continues to evolve into a more efficient place to work. So it just depends on the operators drive the market. They drive the amount of quality control, and sometimes that can only be met by the suppliers that are set up that way. Some are, some aren't. You know, we strive to do a safe, technical, you know, competent. It's part of our core values, HSE, and respect all these things.
Were you affected a lot by the downturn? Oh, no.
Sure, we were. Everybody was. You know, the rig market was hovering around 2,000 rigs in all of North America. That would include Canada as well.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, I guess it was 16 or 17, maybe had gotten as low as 450 rigs. So 2,000 available rig market down to say 500. It's a huge hit. It was unique that Newpark saw this as an opportunity. While the market was going through some changes, while operators were having to regroup and it wasn't in a wide open environment, that they buckled down and invested in software, facilities, and technology. It really was unique, and what had drawn me over to Newport. But we were affected in our, what's that? Yeah. So what's going on now, and what we are asked by the operators more than anything else is, I think we all know that simply saying, give me the lowest price, isn't a sustainable way to achieve efficiency and savings. Mm-hmm. So we're working much more closely to the operator at solutions driven. We engage a lot of the majors and mid-sized companies right now on workshops and tell me what efficiencies are you lacking in your operations. Mm-hmm. And we've either incorporated that into our facilities, our logistics, these things. Port Fouchon facilities was specifically designed with Lean Six Sigma principles as far as eliminating all the waste streams. Really unique, unique facility. We're able to do at one place that probably would take a lot of competitors 3 to 4 facilities simply due to the efficiencies that we built in, and then we're able to, like I said, approach the operator and say, tell me what you're lacking.
I've been to one of those Lean Six Sigma workshops at our university. It was pretty good.
It is. It is. Yeah, constant tweaking and variability in these things. So,
Also, like me as a student or recent grad, how do you work with like upcoming generation, new people that come in, industry students?
You know, it's been described in the industry as the great crew change. You know, as more experienced personnel that have been in the industry for a long period of time or beginning to exit. We have not formalized mentoring program, but we definitely recognize that there's a lot of new talent out there. We want to bring these individuals in. The digital world and these things are probably more appealing to the younger generation that's out there. So we appreciate and acknowledge that. We continue with both what we call basic mud schools, advanced mud schools.
Yeah.
The Lean Six Sigma training is now part of a kind of a condensed version in the initial mud school for new employees that we're continuing to bring into our market.
Do you just maybe engage with SPE or universities? Do you work like with university chapters?
Yes.
Could you provide opportunities for like students to actually maybe come to your facilities and just have a
We do. We got. I'm a member of SPE, and several of the staff are.
Uh-huh.
We do. Our training department is run by a gentleman that's a member as well, and we encourage, constantly encourage newcomers to the industry, even the operators that are bringing in new personnel. We highly advise them to take part in what we call a customer mud school, completion fluids and stimulation chemical schools that we put on kind of fast track, just to give them a high level understanding of the fluids part of the industry.
Mm-hmm. So let's say like for either a new hire or like recent student, what would be his path to get established at your company? Like you say, maybe he will start with mud school, learn some stuff, and where he goes next.
Yep, we have internships and these things. Mm-hmm. Every year we've had them during the summer. Traditional path would be we've had job fairs. We meet and interview individuals. We bring the candidates in. If we hire that individual, they go to the full blown mud school, if you will. It's generally anywhere from 8 to 12 weeks long. It keeps growing just a little bit because of the newer segments that we have with completion fluids and stimulation chemicals. We take those individuals, then we put them out on the rigs, mentor them, bring them to the actual mixing facility so they can get an idea of every aspect, not just the field application, but the warehouse application as well. They run fluids. Some guys, personnel, really enjoy the flexibility of a 7-7 or 14-14 schedule.
Yeah.
I did it for many years.
All right.
And if not, we always encourage everybody to grow their career, move into the office, begin to work on a more
planning
engineering side, right, if you will. And then you're in-house with operators and these things.
Mm-hmm.
Choose your career path, whether it's state, more technology, more sales, more distributions, operations related things. And then, of course, with the multiple segments and we're a global company, there's a lot of opportunity.
How many years usually a guy would spend in the field?
I would say, 2 to 3 years, you're working your way from what we consider like trying to think of the actual technical term we use, say a level one. Within 2 to 3 years, you'd be considered mid-level senior for that area, and then a few more years, another 1 to 2 years, and it's always dependent upon the individual. You get somebody that adapts very quickly, has a unique understanding. 2 to 3 years, they could be literally qualified as a senior fluids operator. We have contingents. We have our competency assessment that we do on personnel to ensure that they're progressing at a good, safe pace.
Right. It's good. That sounds pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Especially for me, like, I'm first of all more interested in just how companies, how they do business, how they develop new personnel, because I'm still just a new person to industry, and then...
Yeah,
this is how they work. And I saw mud engineers myself, because I mean, we pretty much worked along with them on drilling locations. So I'm kind of familiar with what they're going through and schedule and drilling operations.
It's interesting. You're challenged in a lot of different ways, logistically. Managing people, the personalities on the rigs are very unique at times. And then the technical part of it, evaluating and understanding how the fluids behave and what you need to do to be able to keep it in spec, bring it back into spec as, contaminants are introduced into the system. So it's a well-rounded way to get a little taste of a lot of different things, just being a fluid specialist. Any other questions?
No, I think you've answered.
We're definitely growing as a company. We recently received an award with Shell. Shell presented us with a supplier of the year for a company working less than 100,000 hours. We had done some work in Albania, very challenging formations, and then our involvement in the planning, the technical aspect, and then our engagement from an HSE perspective as well.
And briefly about you, like you said you have an engineering education too?
Yes. Which you go to school? Yeah, I was at Nichols State University.
Oh, in where Louisiana?
I attended school there. Back in the day, there still are schools that offer 7 and 7 programs, where an individual, if you needed the money and you wanted to get out of the house, you could work full time and then go to school full time. That's what I had done. And I've been in the industry well over 30 years, 28 years with another fluid supplier. I've got some completion fluid experience as well, warehouses, rigs, in-house, and then eventually progressed into the business part of it as well.
So, that's interesting.
Oh.